Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
I happened to notice that Dances with Wolves was running on one of the cable stations recently. That 1990 film starring Kevin Costner had some great scenes of bison herds and a bison hunt. I could not help but imagine what those immense herds of bison looked like before European settlement. The historical range of bison covered much of North America, including, of course, the northern Great Plains. Historical estimates vary widely, with some estimates coming in at between 30 and 60 million or more. It's hard to imagine, but we do have written accounts that provide insight into the bison's abundance. In the summer of 1853, Isaac Stevens was in what is now North Dakota, exploring a route for a Pacific Railroad. On July 10th, his expedition was camped near present-day Binford in Griggs County. Stevens wrote in his journal, and I quote, "Crossed the Cheyenne. Every square mile seemed to have a herd of buffalo upon it. I had heard of the myriads of these animals inhabiting these plains, but I could not realize the truth of those accounts till today, when they surpassed anything I could have imagined." Unquote. Alexander Henry the Younger ran a trading post near the confluence of the Park River with the Red River for a few years around 1800. He kept a journal, and here are some quotes from his journal during the spring of 1801. "Imagine the scenes he experienced beginning with the ice going out of the Red River on March 30th. Make a note of that date. Quote, "Great numbers of dead buffalo which come from above must have been drowned in attempting to cross the river while the ice was in a weak state. April 1st. One continual line in the middle of the river for 2 days and two nights. April 18th. Drowned buffalo still continue to drift down the river, but not in such vast numbers as in the beginnings, as many are lodged on the banks and along the beach. April 30th. Buffalo continue to drift as usual. May 4th. Annoyed by the stench arising from the vast numbers of drowned buffalo that lay on the banks and are now in a state of putrefaction, I was actually prevented from taking my supper." Unquote. Other observations in the journals of Lewis and Clark Expedition, Charles Fremont, Charles Chaboyer, and others attest to the historical abundance of the bison on their native range. And although we can imagine those immense herds of bison, it's still difficult to put it into perspective, particularly in light of the slaughter that came afterwards. I'm Chuck Lara.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.